Minecraft maps can be one of the most difficult things to trudge through to find that one gem. Let me show you one of my favorites, Nail.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cachefly at cachefly.com.
This episode of OMG Craft is brought to you by Manpacks, manly goods on a schedule. Get started today and have underwear, socks, toiletries, shaving supplies, and more delivered to your door. Visit manpacks.com/twit to get $10 off your first order of $30 or more, or you can buy a $50 gift card for $40. Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I am your host, Chad Johnson. One of my favorite things about the game of Minecraft is that you can easily save and transfer maps from one person to another. This means that getting a map that another person has made is just as easy as opening up a file and dropping it right in. The other thing is that these maps can be put onto multiplayer servers for you to play with your friends. Sometimes that can be frustrating because your friends are really good at killing you and they will never let you live it down. Now, this is the first spotlight that we have had on OMG Craft that is a map. Maps come in a lot of different varieties. There are adventure maps, there's puzzle maps, there's PvP maps, there's even building maps where you have to build something in a specific amount of time. This map is called Nail, and it's made by Rixiot and Traslander, both part of the Whiskey Brigade. Let me go ahead and show off the map. So, this is Nail. Nail has two sides of the map and two teams that correspond with those sides. First is the defensive side, where the defendants will hold up. The other side is the attacker side, or the invaders side. So how this works is the defenders will be given around a minute at the beginning of the game, and they will travel through this forest over to their castle. In this castle, they're going to do things like set up defenses, make sure that maybe these bridges are destroyed, catch the jungle on fire. They're going to try everything they can to make sure that the invaders, which will come in just about a minute, that make sure that the invaders can't get into this castle. Now, why are they doing that? Well, they are protecting some precious sponges over here on the other side. If I break these blocks, you can see down here, there are two sponges. When these sponges are destroyed, that ends the game, and the invaders have won. So invaders, all they are trying to do is break them sponges right there. Now, of course, if the defenders do a really good job, it'll take quite a while for the invaders to destroy the sponges, and if they can hold them off for 20 minutes, then the defenders have won the game. Now, there's a lot of things, there's a lot of strategy with this map, and so to show it off in the best way possible, what I'm actually going to do is let a team, which we found, we have 8 players, run through this map, and I can describe some of the details that make this map so awesome. But before we do, I would like to thank the sponsor of this episode, Manpacks. You're a guy, or you know a guy in your life, maybe a boyfriend, a dad. Guys need lots of things every day. Quality face scrub. This face doesn't clean itself. In fact, it does a pretty good job of making itself dirty every single day. Natural shaving cream, socks, shirts, underwear. But I have a problem. I don't have the time to find quality items online, and I also don't want to worry about running out of these supplies every few months. That is why I love Manpacks. Thousands of men have joined already. It is easy to choose high-quality items from their website, manpacks.com, and new shipments arrive every 3 months. They remind you before they send out shipments, and they have an awesome no-hassle return and shipping policy. Their founder, here's a great quote, "We put customers first because we want our customers for life." Don't you want to be part of a company that wants to keep your business forever? Now, the selection and service of Manpax is top-notch. That's why I prefer it. I don't have to waste any time looking around because all of the products on the site are great. I have two exclusive offers for you, the Twit listener. So visit manpax.com/twit and you get $10 off your order of $30 or more. Or you can buy a $50 gift card for $40. So you can give a great gift card to the person, for the guy in your life. Go to manpax.com/twit to get started today. And we thank Manpax for sponsoring OMG Craft. So here we are in sort of the spawn area, and these teams have actually already gone through a sorting process. This map has an amazing automatic sort process. It's pretty easy to figure this out. There is the defending side with the blue lapis. They go through the blue covered doors, and the invading side, which is the nether rack. And so that you go through the nether rack doors. Once each team is ready, they will hit their ready levers. I'm going to just go ahead. It looks like the other team is ready, so I'm just going to go ahead and smack they're all ready. Okay, and it looks like we are just waiting on the defending team to switch their ready lever, and then we will go. Now, there's a really interesting setup to this game in that the defending team gets around a minute ahead of time to sabotage the invaders. So here we see there's sort of like a countdown clock, and the defenders drop down and are now in the map. Now, for the invaders, they actually have a visual representation of how long until they're ready to go. So you can see that cake in the cobwebs there. Once that hits the pressure plate below, then they are able to run. So let's go check out what the defenders are doing over on this side. They're given two bonus chests at the beginning. And then over here on the side, these things over here, we're going to get to in a little bit. Those are for the invaders. So they grabbed everything out of their bonus chest. They're going to run through this forest. And there used to be actually redstone lamps over these areas, but they've broken them because they want this area to become dark so that mobs will spawn. Looks like we have some people. I wonder. Oh, he got another bonus chest. I've actually never seen that bonus chest before. So looks like he grabbed something in there. Now, on this map, there are a lot of extra chests. And let's see. Looks like Demon5 here, NickFlame20, has decided to go after a really, really lucrative chest down here in the bottom. He's breaking these blocks by hand because he doesn't have a pick. But this will be really useful for him later. It looks like the rest of the team members, looks like Silly Chicken is destroying some of this food so that the opposing team doesn't get it. Demon5 ran in here. It looks like he decided not to go ahead and break the blocks on top of these chests because their minute is just about up. And the invaders at the beginning of the map are given lots and lots of tools, swords and armor and such, that these defenders would just be mutilated. So let's go ahead and check out their castle. They have a lot of defenses that are inside of this castle. First, up here on this level, we have these pistons. And these pistons correspond to lava below. So if they activate these pistons, it will move the glass out of the way, and this whole area will become filled with lava. Looks like some invaders are already entering their castle. If they had flipped those pistons, that hallway wouldn't be such of a detriment to them. They could clear that off on their own. Now, the defenders are not empty of items themselves. Here is a lot of TNT. This is a cannon that they can use, which is already pre-built, and it'll shoot some TNT over into this area. There's also chests full of, this used to be full of sniper gear with really good bow and things like that. You have TNT and redstone to make another, say, chaos cannon if you wanted to. And then far back in the back, over here, we have a chest that is full of, there used to be lava in these, but it looks like they've grabbed it. And these water blocks. Now, it's interesting that they give you water blocks instead of iron buckets because the water blocks can only be placed once. And it looks like Doxia may be, I'm not sure what he's doing. A good tip, pro tip, is if you place your water blocks up here, you will have a constant source of water that will protect your sponges from cannon fire. So that is the defending side. And the and let me show off a few more chests just in case you decide to play this map with your friends. Here's a whole bunch of arrows. We have bows in this chest, even some enchanted bows with flame on them. And then I believe that's just about all of the chests. Now, let's go ahead and check out what the invaders get on their side. And you can see there's already some PvP, and there's some people kind of, you know, I bet that these people are watching the stream, and I'm not going to mention exactly where everyone is. So, over here in these trees, there's a lot of specialty items. Let's say, it looks like someone over here is trying to get it over to this chest, which has an amazing Punch 2, Power 4, Flame 1, and Infinity Bow. But of course, it is degraded a lot, so you can only fire it a few times. There's another one of these really useful chests. There's also skeleton spawners, so that this isn't just too... We're not going to give it to you easy here. Some chests over here. One of these chests includes a fire charge. You're going to need to make your own dispenser to send that on its way, and a whole bunch of TNT and arrows to make your own TNT cannon if you want. Now, the other supplies that they get, and this is right at spawn, when they drop, and these fences were actually blocking the way so that the defenders wouldn't be able to use these chests. So when they spawned in, they weren't able to get over to this area. But this area has lots of leather. It has golden apples and sand and, of course, arrows. They even have a specialty chest that has diamond in it. I mean, this is really, really useful stuff. They also have lots of supplies for making cannons, anything that they want to do. And they even have sort of lower level supplies if they start to run out. Now, one more thing that I want to point out is when you die, you are brought into this spawn area. And as a defender, it may be a little bit confusing to you that you actually have to run along a passageway over here on the side to get back to your base. So you run along that passageway, and you're given speed potions so that it won't take you too long, and then you come out of a door in the back. On top of that, this map has a built-in timer, so you don't have to keep track of the 20 minutes that the game will last. Over here, your numbers will light up according to how many minutes have passed, and then music plays when all of the time is over. And just to show off, this is the little area that you will come out of if you are on the defending side. Let's go ahead and take a look at the game, see how what strategies these guys are using. It looks like Nick Flame is setting up. This looks like he just set off TNT. So he just set off TNT to destroy this bridge so that the invaders couldn't easily get over to the side. Now let me talk about some of the techniques that a lot of the invaders will use to get past this castle's defenses, because as you can see, it's very, very opposing. They have lots of blocks to stop all sorts of invasions. And what normally happens, and what I normally see people do, is they try to come over here. I don't want to pick up any of those items. They come over here and they place TNT on the walls, and they just go ahead and explode through these walls. And that is useful because you have so much TNT that it's really not difficult. Now, there are a few things that is built into this castle to deter that. One is all of these cobwebs. Whenever you fall into a cobweb, it makes it very, very difficult to move around. Also, there is lava built into these walls. So the further and further you get, you're going to have to deal with lava. There's all this gravel which falls down and is difficult to get through. And so tunneling through to get all the way over here to the sponge monument is very, very difficult. The other sort of technique that they may use is build a cannon up here in the trees and try to cannon fire over to destroy the sponges, and that is the other technique that they may use. All in all, Nail is an incredible map, and on top of that, there is so much detail inside of this map that you can tell that the map makers really, really love what they're doing with this game. And this, so it looks like, ooh, there they go with all their TNT explosion stuff, and now they have created a nice large hole. And here comes all of the lava. They've created a hole to start getting through to the other side. You can see this gravel is getting caught in the cobwebs. I just want to mention that really, like, this map is on version 1.4.e, so a whole bunch of different revs. They've included an amazing sorter for people so that you don't have to worry about picking your own teams if you want to, or you could assign team captains, or you could have the game assign team captains for you. You can do everything just randomly. This is a very, very detailed and almost perfect map. And also, the gameplay mode of having attackers and defenders is very, very difficult to do in a really nice way that won't, like, that isn't unbalanced. And this is a very, very balanced map. So, all in all, nail. Go and download it. Also, huge thanks to all of the people helping out play this map. You saw Demon 5 in there. You saw a whole bunch of people. It was really, really awesome to have you play along with me. If you'd like to subscribe to the show, you can do so at youtube.com/omgcraft or search for OMGCraft in iTunes and hit the subscribe button. Also, do me a favor and rate and comment below, too. Thank you so much for watching this episode. I'll see you on another one. Goodbye.